to Matthew chapter 7 and mark it, please. We'll be back there directly. Matthew chapter 7. Mark that and turn over to Proverbs chapter 24. Matthew chapter 7, Proverbs chapter 24. And I hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know we did. We prayed, preached, and thank God for His goodness. And many, many blessings. We got Christmas coming up. Lady told me today, I forget where I was at. She said, Merry Christmas. I said, Hallelujah. Amen. Not a change of Christ. Amen. Amazing. It's His birthday. And don't want to talk about it. Amen. Amen. Matthew 7, Proverbs 24. Look, if you would please, verse 3, Proverbs 24. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there's safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. Our Father, we bless you with your precious word. That which will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. That which you put above your very name. We don't understand that completely, other than the fact that the Word became flesh and dwell among us. And so, Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, and thank you, Father, for Calvary. Lord, the cross, the empty tomb, the blessed hope. And Lord, thank you for this church, this little church here behind Carla Scenes. Lord, just take us and use us tonight. Cleanse us and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Please, oh God, have mercy tonight. Please, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Habakkuk, don't turn there, let me just tell you what it says. Verses 9 and 10 of chapter 2. It says, woe to him that casteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. In Proverbs chapter 4, those verses we read, we're taught to build our house on godly principles. We're going to look at those principles in just a minute. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, we see you can build a house without godly principles. And the difference in a house being built with godly principles and a house being built without godly principles is that while you can build a house with or without godly principles, only by godly principles can a house be established. Because the foundation of a house built on ungodly principles is rotten. Or as God said in Matthew chapter 4, is seeking sand. In other words, godly principles build the house on a rock that cannot sink. Ungodly principles build the house on sinking sand. Now leave your place here. I want you to see these verses in Matthew chapter 7. Let's just look there real quickly. We're just going to read them and maybe make a few comments about them. I said you can build your house on godly principles or ungodly principles, but you cannot establish your house unless you build it with godly principles. Notice what Jesus said, and I would think that he knows a little bit about what he's talking about. Amen? Therefore, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. Now, these next few words are very important. And doeth them. In other words, it's one thing to hear godly principles. It's something else to obey and do and apply godly principles to your life. That's where the key is. Notice, whosoever therefore that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. Now notice, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall. I said, you can build your house on godly principles, and you can build your house on ungodly principles, but only with godly principles can you establish your house. Only with godly principles will your house stand. Amen, preacher. Amen. Look in Proverbs 24 real quickly. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. First part of that verse says, through wisdom is a house builded. Now, what is wisdom? Well, the most simplest definition is looking at things through God's perspective, seeing things the way God sees them. Okay? Matthew Henry says, true wisdom is piety toward God. What is that? That's devotion toward God. That's dutiful conduct. That is prudence or carefulness in the management of our outward affairs. Let me say that again. True wisdom is piety toward God. That means we are devoted to God. That means we conduct our life in obedience toward God. We're prudent, we're careful that we manage our lives according to the dictates of His Word. In other words, you don't feel like coming, and you come anyway. You don't feel like going, and you go anyway. You don't feel like giving, but you give anyway. Amen? That's building your house upon the rock. That's wisdom. Wisdom. I saw another word here about how to build your house or building principles. Look at verse 3 again. True wisdom is a house building, and by what? Understanding it is what?
Established.
Understanding means to get or perceive the meaning of. It means to know what is meant by. It means to be able to comprehend. When we were building this church, or when God was building the church and we were watching Him, I would often go up to a worker and say, "What are you doing?" I mean, if you had them here, you could ask them. I'd ask them. I'd ask plumbers what they were doing. I'd ask ceiling people what they were doing. I'd ask power people what they were doing, light people. I'd ask about these TVs and all this other, putting the lights in, all that stuff. I'd go up to them and say, "What are you doing?" Why? Because I wanted to know so I could have a little bit of understanding of what was happening. Now that word understanding means to establish. It means to make stable. It means to make firm. It means to settle. Having never built anything, there was a lot I didn't know about building. There's a lot I didn't understand. Amen? I never built things up that shoebox. I done told you about Danny Land. I ain't telling you about it anymore. I got a little pride, you know? By asking questions, I was learning and able to understand what they were doing. I knew what I wanted them to be doing. I just wanted to ask them what they were doing so we would be on the same page. You know, I cannot understand a person with cancer or that has had cancer. I can't understand that person. I cannot tell a person that's had cancer, I understand. How can I do that? I've never had cancer. Does that make sense? But I can tell their family, I can tell their spouse, their children. I understand what you're going through. Because I've been through it twice. With my own family. Understanding. It means to comprehend. I saw another word, Proverbs 24, 4 and 5. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. I wrote down, the third principle is knowledge and more knowledge. Verse 4 talks about knowledge, but verse 5 talks about getting more knowledge. If you're going to build your house on godly principles, you got to get knowledge and then get some more knowledge. Amen? That word knowledge is the state of knowing the facts. You know, people spend more time learning about driving and how to drive than they do on how to stay married. People know more about training their dogs than they do training their youngins. True discipleship is giving people the facts. Let me tell you something, friend. There's a difference in this church and a lot of churches. Because we're going to give you the facts of the Word of God. That's the only way you can build your house. Knowledge of the Word of God. Ellen Skipper was constantly giving me facts. I said, what we do now? He said, this is what we do now. I'm telling you, friend, I didn't know. I still don't know. I don't know how we got this far. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, it's just mercy of God. Amen. Yeah, I know how we got this far.
That's right.
Amen. Taking these principles right here and applying them. Amen. Notice verses 6 and 7. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and the multitude of counsel. Their safety, wisdom is too high for a fool. He opened not his mouth in the gate. The fourth principle here is counsel. Wise counsel, the Bible says. The Bible says the multitude of counselors. And we don't have time to look there in Proverbs or Psalms chapter 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's amazing how many women have problems at home. They go to their girlfriend at work and been married 17 times and say, what can you do? Amen.
Amen.
And instead of listening to godly counsel, they listen to ungodly counsel. The Friend, I want to tell you, whether you're trying to build a structure or build your life or build your family or build a business, you better watch out listening to the wrong house. Not everybody that worked on our building was godly. But I knew if I needed to, I could call Austin Perkins and get advice. I knew that. I could call Ron Cootsie and get advice. People that knew more than I did, but yet were godly. Well, I can't believe I said that. I said Austin and Rob were godly. That's hard to believe, eh, Miranda? I said that. Listen, godly counsel, the multitude of counselors. Friend, listen, whatever it is you're trying to build, whether it's a house, a church, your family, your marriage, these four principles, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, just four simple principles. They'll work. Now let me read this to you and I'm through. This is by Tony Evans. I appreciate that book. I sure do. How many has ever heard Tony Evans preach? How many believes if he keeps preaching about 10 more years, he'll be a preacher? Yeah. Amen. You don't think he's a preacher, you ain't never heard him preach. Amen. Listen to this, a little bit lengthy. It take me about 2 minutes to read. I had a speaking engagement once that required about a 45-minute drive. So I got my directions. It was a men's prayer breakfast at a church. So I left my house with plenty of time to spare. I put the directions beside me in the seat, glanced down at them, got on the freeway, and headed to the breakfast. After driving for about 40 minutes, I glanced at the directions to double-check my exit. I made sure it was the right exit, and then I got off, and I made a left turn. I began driving past the mall, past the light, past another light. I wasn't seeing anything I thought I was supposed to see. So I figured I hadn't gone far enough, so I kept driving. Things were getting worse, not better. I figured I ought to pull over and ask somebody. So I pulled over to a convenience store, thinking that I could trust the people who worked there to give me directions. A clerk told me I hadn't gone down far enough. Now I thought that the church was supposed to be not too far off the freeway, but I figured I'd miss something, and soon the clerk knew what he was talking about. At the hall, he was from the area, and he told me to just keep going. I ran right into it, and I got in the car and kept going. I started seeing cows and realized now I was in the country. Something about this didn't feel right. I wasn't arriving where I thought I was supposed to be, so I figured I'd ask the wrong person. I need to talk to somebody else. Got somebody else's opinion. So I asked another guy. Time was getting late. I was supposed to start speaking at 7:30. I'd give myself plenty of time, and that was 7:15, and I didn't know where I was. I was in a bad situation. So I did ask somebody else. They said they'd never heard of the church. It was now 7:20. I was getting a little nervous because I hate being late for anything. I started rolling out my windows at the stoplight, asking random people to help me find my way. It was 7:25. Then it was 7:30. I'd gone to five different people to tell me I had gone to five different people to tell me where I was supposed to be. Everybody meant well, but nobody could tell me where I needed to go. I decided to read direction one more time. I picked it up and looked at it closely. I read it down, only glanced at it. Then I let well-meaning people try to help me. Now I decided to look closely at directions. Then I exited. When I exited the freeway, instead of turning left, I should have turned right. First of all, I listened to myself and turned left. Then I listened to everybody else and went further out of the way. But the instructions said turn right. Because I did not pay attention to the instructions, but listened to my own understanding and listened to everybody else's understanding, I went left when I should have gone right. So I had to backtrack. And when I backtracked and went two blocks to the right of the freeway, I found the church. I lost time. I lost patience. I was sweaty, frustrated, mad, and irritated because I'd gone the wrong direction. Some of us have gone left. Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right to a man. Where I wound up was wrong. A lot of us have spent 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years going left. And you're running out of time. The hour is late. It's time to backtrack because where God wants to take you is really not that far away.
Amen.
I told you, friend, you can build your life on godly principles on ungodly principles. But you cannot establish your life. You cannot have a life that is settled and firm without the principles of God's Word. These four principles, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and counsel, that will help you live a life not perfect, not without faults, not without failures. But I promise you, friend, you'll live a lot better life than you ever imagined you could. And you'll be able to sing, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Friend, listen to me. Thank you for 66 years of experience. By the way, now you did good judgment, bad judgment. I've turned right. I left a lot of time when I should have turned right. Simply because I listened to the wrong people, or I did what I thought was right in my own mind. Listen to His word. That's why our heads are bowed. Eyes are closed.